Welcome to the Hammer Time Radio Show. I am Maurice from Ahaney Manshaven, transmitting in the Ahaney Manshaven Radio Studio on frequency AM 1030, The Voice, with your trusted local news and talk. It's very good to be with you this Sunday. Rather cool temperatures have seemed to have arrived, and I noticed this morning that I got up and my wife surprised me, and they had the heater on. I couldn't understand why the HVAC system, or the air conditioning system, as we call it, was running, and I was about ready to get upset, but found out that it was the heater instead of the refrigeration, and so I was happy because I didn't have to put on a little jacket to walk around the house. Now, we do happen to live in a double-wall brick house, so when it gets cold on the outside or cool, it transmits to the inside, being that all the walls on the inside are plastered with the cement, so to speak, or we call it plaster. If it's exterior, it's stucco. So it does hold the temperature rather well when you get everything either cooled down or warmed up. What a surprise. Our Tucson locations at 1724 South 6th Avenue, at places of 6 blocks south of 22nd Street, in the big yellow building. Our phone number on location is 520-624-7200. Our hours of operation are from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Monday through Saturday, and we're closed at various holidays as well as Thanksgiving that's coming up shortly, of which we close Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, so our employees can enjoy the family Thanksgiving that they have throughout the period of time. And over Christmas, we are closed from the 23rd to the first working day in January. That's generally the way we close again, so the families can enjoy the other families that come in from out of town. We do have a Green Valley location, and that's at 125 West Calle de las Tiendas, Suite 103A is in Alpha. It's at the northern end of Green Valley, and you can exit I-19 on the Duval Mine Roads, and then you weave your way back in off of the freeway into Calle de las Tiendas and to our storefront. The phone number in Green Valley is 520-369-4858. The hours of operation are generally from 8:30 in the morning to 4:30, 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Monday through Friday. So come on down and see us. We'd be very happy to show you the showrooms and various aspects of our stores and what we can accomplish for the customers that do come in, and I'll be talking a little bit more about that shortly. I want to thank all of you that voted for the Reader's Choice Award and selected Ahaney Manshaven for Best Cabinets and Countertops this year in 2019. Also, those that voted us for the Best Hardware Store, as well as the Best Home Improvement Store, and we were recognized as favorites in that division. So thank you very much for doing that. It's a big thing for us to hold on to and make sure that we honor all the customers that come in with the respect that they deserve. I have an announcement to make of an activity that's coming up. It's on behalf of veterans. The Arizona State Veterans Home presents their fall carnival. It will be at the Arizona State Veterans Fountain Courtyard, and that address is 555 East Ajo Way in Tucson. And that's east of South 6th Avenue as you head down towards the Veterans Hospital area. If you'd like more information concerning this major activity, the phone number to call is 520-638-21, and it appears to be 78 on this document. Could be a 78 or a 18. It doesn't quite look like a 1, but it's probably a 2171. So 520-638-2171. This will be on Friday, October 25th, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., so it runs sort of in the evening hours. They plan on having music, face painting for the young ones, prizes, games, food, cakewalks. Many of us remember cakewalks in a lot of the schools. Make sure you grab the right chair. Otherwise, you may not be around for the next circle of the cakewalk. There's also going to be horse rides. So keep that in mind. Again, the phone number to call for more information if you're interested is 520-638-2171. It's free to enter. And then I imagine participating in all the activities, there is a slight charge in order to accomplish that. Some of the things that occur at A. Handy Man's Haven, as most of you know, that we do sell cabinets, and we can take any one of our cabinet companies that we work with and design any sort of activity in your home or commercial business that you may be interested in. That seems to be our expertise. We do a rather excellent job with that with our five or six designers that we have. We are busy continually during this time of the year, as well as the economy is growing extensively. So keep that in mind if you're interested in your bathroom, your activity room, your craft room, any commercial activities. Right now we're working on some commercial counters for some of the businesses in town, as well as specialty type cabinets, of which I'll discuss shortly. Laminate countertops. As you know, we were the Reader's Choice winner in laminate counter or in countertops. We can set up for you 10 feet of a laminate countertop for $90. That's 10 feet for $90. We do all straight cuts that you may need, of which many kitchens do need at least two or three straight cuts, one by the refrigerator and a couple by the stove, let alone many other type activities depending upon the kitchen arrangements you have. The miter cuts, regardless of what degree it happens to be, is an increase in charge, as well as if you like a finished product so you can take it home and install it with your excellent dimensions that you'll be providing for us. There is a slight charge for finishing the edges from that standpoint. Laminate today is much more extensive in their colors that are available. Formica as well as Wilson Arta, which two of the major companies we handle, have done excellent photography and taken those pictures of various aspects and developed them into laminate countertops. We do carry many 12-foot countertops in existence, one of the few companies in town that do that, if not the only one. And so we can provide extensive countertops without having a seam if your area of your kitchen or countertop arrangement is required for that. We also do make countertops, and our position is that we can eliminate the 45-degree seam in many countertops. Diagonal corners at the 90-degree corner, of which many people like. It softens the corner in one aspect. We can also make that seam go away and give you what we call a seamless countertop on the corners of most kitchens. We do that with the sheet goods that we have available. We manufacture that in-house. We do have a large countertop down at the store in Tucson where we can show you what that looks like. Potentially it would have three seams where the corners are or the diagonal corner, and basically it has none at the present time. So remember, 10 feet of laminate countertop for $90, that is far less than any natural stone or quartz project that you would happen to purchase. So some of the activities going on at A. Handy Man's Haven, which indicates our capability, we're working on some extensive doors. I think I did talk about this last week a little bit, in that one of the doors that we're doing, it's an outside door. We're putting an insulated glass insert in it, and the insulated glass that's going to butt up against it is going to be a stained glass bird that the customer has designed and put together themselves, and that's going to be inserted into an exterior door in well recognition of their attributes in doing stained glass work. Well, folks, we've completed the first segment of the Hammer Time radio show. We'll talk some more about some of the door modifications that we're making. We're on AM 1030 The Voice with your trusted local news and talk. And John Couch, our production engineer, will spin us away and bring us back after the break. So take it away, John. Yes, folks, welcome back to the Hammer Time Radio Show. I am Maurice from A Handy Man's Haven, transmitting into A Handy Man's Haven Radio Studio on AM 1030 The Voice with your trusted local news and talk. So in a previous segment, we ended up talking, or I ended up talking about some doors. I would like to suggest to you, if you'd like to call in and enter into some of the discussion, or you have some questions about some remodeling or do-it-yourself projects that you have going on, give us a call at 520-790-2040. That's 790-2040 on a phone call here at Tucson. So 520-790-2040, and we'll entertain your phone call. Always good to listen to what's going on out there in the listening audience. So one of the other doors that we picked up working on is that it's working in a veteran's home situation whereby they need to have access. And so we're creating a main door system that will be available for wheelchairs to move in and out, as well as a side light system. And in the main door and the side light system, we're going to include what we call glass inserts. And in that glass insert will be mini blinds. So therefore, they can develop some privacy by opening and closing the blinds themselves, or raising and lower it depending upon what they would like to see or how that's going to be handled. It's been quite difficult to the extent of finding what materials are available that will accommodate the wheelchair opening. There are specific ADA requirements for this type of operation, as well as there are more extensive veteran requirements when the home itself and the door system has to be approved by the Veterans Administration. So we do try to take good care of our veterans in this aspect. Both parties happen to be associated with the wheelchair activity. So we've got that finally designed and finding out all the equipment is available and getting the door size that is required. One of the main things that occurs is that the doors may not open properly in order to give the proper passageway. There are specific requirements by both organizations whereby you have to have a clear way, and that way the door cannot open 90 degrees. It may have to open more than that and go back up against the wall structure in order to give the proper opening. If it cannot do that, a 32-inch door cannot comply with the ADA requirements, let alone the veterans' requirements, because those doors may only open up 90 degrees and not extend back 180 degrees. So this requires different hinging, as an example, and also may require a larger opening than what most homes are designed for today. The other thing that, the couple other things that are pretty interesting is one of them is they have an opening that they need to have a door system on. And since all doors come in 2-inch increments, and this may seem something rather easy to accomplish, but the opening needs to be 38 to 40 inches from left to right. Well, it just so happens that the doors are not built in the as a standard door that you can purchase, so to speak, off the shelf in a 38-inch dimension or a 40-inch dimension. So we've got to adjust the opening as well as take a look at adjusting the size of the door that so we can get the proper opening to work. And this becomes very, very confusing. The other thing associated with one of these door systems is that they want it to be a bifold door, and the opening in this case has to be 40 inches. So they need to put a bifold door system into that 40-inch opening. They don't make bifold doors in 40 inches. They make them in a series of 60 inches, 72 inches, and then they start at about 24. They go on up to 30. They go on up there further. They get to the 36. Sometimes we can get some 32s. So we're going to have to basically construct these doors in our mill shop at A. Handyman's Haven in order to get the system to work predicated on the specifications required by the contractor and entity involved. So that in itself is very, very important. Barn doors. We're also going to make a special width in a barn door system for to cover an opening that's in this home. Again, barn doors, as well as regular doors, only basically come in 2-inch increments in certain sizes. They basically start in the vicinity of 12 or 14 and then move up in 2-inch increments, but many of the sizes in the 2-inch increments are not provided unless you want to go through a special construction, which does extend the delivery time as much as 10 weeks in order to get these doors. And, of course, the cost goes up considerably because now it's a special door for the manufacturers to make. Many of these things we can't accomplish, but then either the customer or the contractor does not have the time to wait for them, or the big significant thing is that the expense of these doors may be out of reach for many individuals on the limited budget that they may have. But those are some of the items that we're working with presently, as well as designing our cabinets array in various activities. We also have come across a way of every cabinet company, which is surprising in one aspect when you can realize this, but every cabinet company does have an outside corner cabinet, even the most affordable cabinet lines that can be used to develop an outside corner that where you don't have to have a dead panel on one side. So you can have an active opening on the middle of an outside corner, which normally leaves a 4-foot square area that is rather hard to fill. The bigger companies that have big production equipment available can basically design anything that is well within the aspect of what we say 30 inches by 48 inches by 96 inches. Most of us in the industry, as well as do-it-yourselfers, understand that plywood sheets and things of that nature come in 4x8 sheets, and that's why the 48 by 96 inch restriction. And then a 30 inch, it would be the one of the sub measurements included with that. A lot of times when you buy wood products, of which we're working on some aspects in this area, we have some specific shelf requirements that come from a customer, and he wants a hardwood shelf arrangement from that standpoint. We have to buy all the lumber for this in board feet. And one of the dimensions of the shelf is such that we're going to have to glue two pieces of wood together, which normally comes in a different scale. It doesn't come 2x this or 4x that, whatever it happens to be. It comes in 4/4, or it comes in 6/4 or 8/4. And then you develop the board foot arrangement. And from there, it's priced out. And it requires a whole different calculation system in order to figure out how much wood that you may need to accomplish that. We do this at A. Handyman's Haven, just to let you know. We have the techniques, we have the ability and the education to formulate these types of activities in order to assist the customer in what they're trying to accomplish. Well, we're coming to the end of our second segment. I'm going to break a little early here. I hope John will get ready for it. But I am Maurice from A. Handyman's Haven. We're transmitting on AM 1030 The Voice with your trusted local news and talk. And so, John, take it away. Welcome back to the Hammer Time Radio Show. I am Maurice, transmitting in the A. Handyman's Haven radio studio on AM 1030 The Voice with your trusted local news and talk. If you'd like to give us a call here at the studio and enter into the conversation, we invite you to do that on 520-790-2040. We have a Tucson location on South 6th Avenue, 6 blocks south of 22nd Street, and we have a Green Valley location at 125 West Calle de las Tiendas in the northern end of Green Valley. So come on down and see us with your questions. We'll give you a tour through the Tucson facility if you come up to the Tucson area, and we can talk about various aspects of your construction that you may like to discuss. One of the other things that's occurring, we've designed a kitchen for a customer, and they would like to have their entire kitchen done in butcher block countertop. The customer has selected cherry wood, which will be edge grained, and We'll have to cut and mate these countertops together. We can do them with splices. We have to make a good 48 by 50-inch countertop for their island. And so we do have the capability of putting these big, huge countertops together from that standpoint. So keep us in mind when we have some of these major activities that you may have special in your home. Some of the wants of the customers today, this is put out by the National Association of the Home Builders Association, is in the laundry room, they're looking for energy-saving features as well as increase in storage. Many laundry rooms, when they are built, they may be large and expansive, or they may not be, but they have been denied cabinets on the upper portion of the walls, and a lot of times that is a tremendous way of increasing your storage. You can also make any washer and dryer system stackable if you so desire. Both of those would have to be front-end loading, which is surely available today in almost any type of washer and dryer for your clothes that is available. If you get Energy Star rated features on your washers and dryers or any appliances, that will be a plus, especially if you're going to go into a smartphone app or have a smart house of which you're capable of developing from that standpoint. Efficient windows. I do suggest that you think significantly about insulated glass windows if you're going to upgrade. I would hesitate having the additional expense of going to triple glass, triple glazed windows, or even going to quadruple glazed windows, which are also available. They're also quite expensive from that standpoint. I will say that I do know a family that's up about 7,500 feet in the New Mexico mountain region, and they've got double glazed windows, which is quite standard. But still, when you touch the glass in the wintertime, it's pretty cold. And what really inhibits the heat transfer, be it cold or hot air, through the windows themselves is really what you cover the windows with. So a good pleated set of drapes, either roll-ups or sliding drapes back and forth, would do more benefit for you than increasing the number of glazes on your windows. The other thing that will greatly increase it, and I've talked about this before, but just as a reminder, if you get involved in buying a home, you may want to find out exactly what the insulation quality is in the vertical portion of your home that's in the ceiling or in the roof rafters. And I would venture to say that you'll find that the roof rafters are rarely ever insulated, but that has to be done during the construction phase. And most times you're only going to find R30. Maybe even a little bit less, R20, depending upon the expenses that have been utilized to produce the home. But with 80% of your heat loss going vertically, you can really think about that as far as where you're going to lose your heat. As you know, heat goes to the ceiling and the cold goes to the floor. Ceiling fans are very, very important. They can be reversed between the winter and the summer and will circulate the air while you're in the room. So keep that in mind when you're trying to improve your home status from that standpoint. Another thing that if you're building your own home or you're doing some extensive remodeling and you're going to be doing a lot of electrical work and you want to improve on various things, you may want to think about developing a smart home. And that in itself would require smart Energy Star appliances. And what that'll come, what will really produce you thinking about this is when your electric bill starts soaring as a result of at time periods when the electrical companies go in and start shooting for their increase in rates and how they're going to categorize what they're going to charge you predicated on your use. So there is much discussion going on concerning that. And with a smart home type thing, if your dishwasher wants to fire up and your washer is going for clothes or your dryer is going to dry your clothes, the software system may say, no, we're not going to start the dishwasher right now because the dryer is going, because that's going to increase your peak utilization of power to the point that where it may be within your charging mechanism, and therefore you're going to pay more for your utilities than you probably have ever paid for in the past. I do know that some homes that I'm associated with are running between 5 and 8 cents per square foot, be that in the summertime, especially when you're running a lot of refrigeration system, which is a major draw. So keep that in mind with the stuff that's available. Also, smartphones are also available today with testing of lumber and the type of lumber that you're buying as far as the dryness of the lumber. The wetter the lumber is, the heavier it's going to be, and when it starts to dry out, that's when the warping and twisting is going to occur. And I've seen two befores almost do a 90-degree turn in an 8-foot length, and you wonder what's going on. I've also seen plywood as an example. I got a piece at home leaning up against the house that looks like a great for a template for an arch window because that's what's happened to it. So a lot of people don't think plywood warps or twists or bends, but I'll tell you folks, it really does from that standpoint. So keep that in mind with these various types of things that you may get involved with. I'll talk a little bit about home storage now. Most of us are deprived in storage. Storage either requires special things in a home to be set up to accomplish that. A lot of them involve cabinetry or drawers or things of that nature. Along with that, I have had a couple customers come in the store this past week that says they're getting tired of getting on their hands and knees and looking into the bottom of the cabinet. And I said, well, what do you do at nighttime when you don't have too good of a lighting in your kitchen? Well, that's when we have to go get a flashlight, they said. And I says, well, you're right. So you can retrofit your kitchen cabinets, or you can buy brand new ones already equipped, either with drawers or with rollout trays. Some people like drawers because it's a one-step operation. You can pull it open and you can close it. Rollout trays are a lot less expensive because drawers normally are held to a tighter requirement from that standpoint. So rollout trays, you have to open up each door or one door and then pull the tray out. But it normally is on a full extension glider, at least 3/4, so you can see the back of the drawer and really eliminates getting on your hands and knees. We have some specialty items at the A Handyman's Haven store whereby we can show you, you can have basically a 48-inch wide, that's left or right, rollout tray, 22 inches deep, front to back, 8 inches high, and you can store so many items in this big tray that you'll absolutely be shocked. We can use 100 pound per square inch of glide systems, or we can use 150 pounds per square inch of glides, which are normally recognized and certified by the standards that cabinetry is made out of. Garages always need a lot of storage. So you can use overhead garage storage. You could use cabinets in your garage. You can create workbenches. Cabinetry are fine for that. You can put rollout trays on your workbenches or rollout shelves. I have those at mine at home. And an interesting countertop that I acquired a few years back for my bench happens to be an old portion of a bowling alley. I mean, you think about that, folks. That's good old hard maple. It's about 3.5 inches thick. It took about three of us to carry it. It's about a 10-foot piece that I was able to locate, 4 foot from front to back. It makes a tremendous bench. You can hammer on that. You can do a lot of things with that, and it's almost indestructible from that standpoint. So there's, keep your eyes open when you're driving around. You may be able to find something of that nature that can help you out tremendously. Home storage. What about underneath your bed? Instead of making the floor underneath your bed a dust catcher, that way you have to clean it all the time, maybe get down on your hands and knees, you may create a bed platform whereby it has drawers on it. I did that in years past with my children's beds, that we had storage underneath there because the rooms were rather small, and wall space was of a premium. By the time you have a door in there, you have a window, and you have closet spaces and other things that you want, a chest of drawers and et cetera, et cetera. Having a good storage capability underneath your bed is an area that basically is not used at all. So lots of plans. Open floor plans are another thing that's coming about. Many of you probably remember back in the 60s and 70s, they talked about the great room in a home, and homes were actually built where the dining room, the kitchen, and the living room were all part of one big room. And then the bedroom wings came off of that big, large room. But with a small square footage of a great room, so to speak, you can really entertain a lot of guests. I've seen about a 400 to 500 square foot area in a home where we've had 30 guests in there with enough chairs and places for everybody to eat, not necessarily in a table, but eat off your lap with good lap boards that work extremely well. So, but those are coming back. A lot of open spaces. We see homes as an example where customers are knocking down walls within their home in order to open it up, which makes the home look rather spacious, as well as people are doing with renters, or with rentals, I should say, as well as with investment property that is being purchased for sale. So very, very important from that standpoint. Another thing that's occurring is a natural stone, which is available to a certain extent in a white characteristic. A lot of that's being used on top of darker cabinets. At any time you buy natural stone or you buy quartz, quartz is pretty easy to get in white with various splashes. I'm going to call them splashes of gray or splashes of pink or a mauve, things of that nature. So that is becoming important in the style. White cabinets are still one that is being used quite regularly. A lot of requests for them. Many of them are more expensive than regular stained grade cabinets because it's more tedious to paint cabinets white or whatever color that you may want. And so therefore it is a little bit longer to prepare as well as more expensive in order to do it. It takes a minimum of 3 coats in order to accomplish something of that nature. One of the other things I like to talk about, we'll talk about companies or items that are important in certain areas of the home and what are sort of the recognized individual or manufacturers that provide those products and are highly used by contractors. So we'll take that up after the break here. We're finishing our third segment on AM 1030 The Voice with your trusted local news and talk in the A. Henny Manshaven radio studio. So please take it away, John. Good afternoon, folks. I'm Maurice, transmitting in the A. Henny Manshaven radio studio on AM 1030 The Voice with your trusted local news and talk. A. Henny Manshaven has two locations, one at 1724 South 6th Avenue in Tucson, Arizona, and we have one in Green Valley at 125 West Calle de las Tiendas, Suite 103 Alpha. The Tucson phone number is 520-624-7200. Our Green Valley location's phone number is 520-369-4858. I'm going to announce again about the Fall Carnival that's coming up on behalf of the Arizona State Veterans. It's in their home fountain courtyard. Can't even talk right now. Arizona State Veterans' home fountain courtyard at 555 East Ajo Way. That's east of 6th Avenue on Ajo. If you'd like to have additional information concerning this Fall Carnival, call Sam Nanez on 520-638-2171. It's from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. on October 25th, which is a Friday. So if you got nothing to do this coming Friday, this is a great place to go. The entry into the organizational complex is complimentary, and you'll be able to participate in events probably for a slight expense because they would be requesting a donation. There'll be music and face painting for the young ones, prizes, games, food, a cakewalk. It's what we used to do in elementary school, a lot of cakewalks, maybe for cupcakes or something, right, John? cakewalk, and there's some horse rides. So the Fall Carnival on behalf of the Arizona State Veterans on 555 East Ajo Way. More information, call Sam at 520-638-2171. Friday, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. So previous to the last segment separation we had, we're going to talk about some high-frequency manufacturers that are used in various aspects of home remodeling as well as new homes. If you're in the process of doing those, you may want to think about some of these in your improvements. So bath fixtures and accessories. One of the main ones that I know about that is recommended, the brand name is Kohler. It's quite extensive. We use Kohler quite frequently at the store for various things that the customers may need. When you talk about ventilation systems and fans, we find them in the kitchen. We find them in the bathrooms. They may also be in the hoods, over your stove. And Brone is an excellent manufacturer of those. Brone being B-R-O-A-N. And all these companies you can look up on the web and sort through their various pages that they have to discuss that. Cabinets, which is one of the main things that we sell at A. Handyman's Haven. One of the major custom make companies that has a tremendous number of possibilities is the Hilo Industry Company, starting with their Bridgewood line of cabinetry, of which they have four major lines of cabinetry. And they can do all sorts of things that's almost unimaginable. We did have a customer that came in this past week that wanted a flat panel on a raised panel door, and we can do that for them. And we can paint it any color you want, and that's another interesting thing, or any stain color that you may want. So tremendous flexibility, and we have these companies at A. Handyman's Haven when it comes to cabinetry. We also have an extremely affordable line of cabinetry that is our mainstay as far as major remodeling of apartments and rentals and things of that nature. Carpeting. Leader of the industry, again, so to speak, is Mohawk. They have tremendous lines of carpentry. There is an excellent carpet company in town that we use frequently. It's called Broadway Carpet at the southwest corner of Broadway and Cobb. So Broadway Carpet. Caulking, so to speak, and sealants for many aspects of it. DAP is quite familiar to a lot of products that most of us use. Central vacuums. I don't know too much about central vacuums anymore, but I know it was quite extensively back in the 60s and 70s in the tour of homes we used to have here in Tucson. But Huber, that's like H as in... the hotel, as an example, H-U-B-E-R, Huber Engineered Woods produces the Advanced Tech Subfloor Adhesives. And then the DAP personnel also have excellent caulks and sealants. Ceramic tile, Dahl Tile. We have a Dahl Tile manufacturing distribution company in Tucson, and they have excellent categories of that nature. Closet organization systems. Closet Made is a good company, Rubbermaid. Just to put that also, we can design a cabinetry that would work in your closets at A. Handyman's Haven. Decking, the Trex Company, T-R-E-X. That's Tango, Romeo, Echo, X-Ray. Another major company on doors and garages. Many people are enclosing in their carports, or they're building garages, be it a freestanding garage or a garage that's attached to the home. One thing that you do have to remember in something like that, that a garage that's attached to the home has certain fire rating requirements by code. So keep that in mind when you decide to do that type of construction. But the overhead garage door or Wayne Dalton are some of the recognized companies that market garage doors. The door entries, or your entry door. An entry door could be in many areas of the homes. Some homes have an entry door in their bedroom. Some of them have them in their family room. Sometimes they have them in their kitchen. They have them off the laundry room. But those entry doors, one of the major companies for entry doors could be Masonite or possibly Plaspro. Is one of the major companies that we conduct ourselves with in A Handyman's Haven. Geldwin is another company that's very interior doors. Geldwin and Simpson, we do handle Simpson doors, which are excellent doors. In fact, with the Simpson Door Company, we can get almost any door made out of any wood species at any size to do anything that you may want. So we have a lot of capability when it comes to doors at A Handyman's Haven. Electrical system. Most of your electrical people who do the installation know about this, but Square D is a very good panel. It's been around for a long period of time. That's used quite extensively in many of the remodeling ideas from that nature. So you can keep that in tow when you're looking for items. Engineered wood joists to span large distances. There's also glue lambs available, but the Boise Cascade is an excellent company that can assist. We do have a company in Tucson that does build joists or be able to acquire them, as well as the Weyheiser company. Exterior wall sheeting. There's lots of wall systems out there. Again, to remember how much money you're going to put into your walls is really a function of what type of studding you're going to be using, or possibly if you use a block, a CMUs, or you use red brick or adobe, which are good insulative quality materials if your walls get to be rather thick. Most walls, if you're specifying this in your contractual bid, probably should be either a 2x6 wall or a double-walled brick, or if you're going to use concrete masonry units, they probably ought to be close to a 6 inches in depths. So there are many companies in Tucson that can provide that from that standplace. Fireplaces, the Heat and Glow Company, the Heat-O-Later Company, and the Majestic Company. I have in my place, which was present years ago back in the late 60s, early 70s, the Wells Furnace Fireplaces. Uses extensively outside combustion air, and I've only had one person that come in the store that knew exactly what Wells Furnace Fireplaces were. They were locally built and made, uses all outside air, no inside air, and even has its own recirculating system, which uses pressure differential between hot air and cold air. Flooring. Lots of type of flooring around. Most prevalent today is vinyl flooring. I did mention the Broadway Carpet Company on the southwest corner of Kolb and Broadway. They will handle all extensive types of flooring, but vinyl flooring is basically impervious to water. You can get good insulation underneath it if you happen to have a second floor, as far as that goes. So keep that in mind from that standpoint. Looks like we're coming to the end of our program. I see that Jeff Prather of the Prather Point is here with some fine information concerning what's going on in the United States and the world. So with that in mind, folks, I'll see you next Sunday if everything goes well. Maurice from A Handyman's Haven, we're leaving you with a great day to enjoy.